You are listening to a sermon by Kathleen Bush, recorded on Sunday, June 5th, 2022, at Point Grey Intermennonite Fellowship in Vancouver, British Columbia. The opinions expressed by the speaker are not necessarily those of the church. This recording is licensed for personal use by individuals only and may not be copied, broadcast, or redistributed without the prior permission of the church board. For more information, please visit our website at www.pgimf.org.
Well, thank you for having me. I was actually a Mennonite Brethren pastor in Victoria at Saanich Community Church about 10 years ago. And so there were a lot of Mennonites. So I recognize so many of the last names here. Now, one of the things I'm going to miss is that we met together every week and we had food together. And so part of the Zoom community, there's no food. So that's very sad not to share some Mennonite food, but I might have to go make some Mennonite sausage afterwards for lunch. So I'm happy to be here. Rosie asked me a couple of months ago, and I was just finishing my doctoral dissertation. And I spent quite a bit of time with Ruth and Naomi from the Book of Ruth. And that was my theological reflection as part of my work on looking at mentoring in higher education. Naomi and I have a lot of parallels in our life. And as I've gotten to know Naomi through the Book of Ruth, I've really gravitated towards her faith and towards her bitterness even, and her willingness to acknowledge the own grief in her life, but still trust in God. So my notes are on my computer, so I won't be able to see your faces. So if anyone has something to say, you'll have to unmute yourselves because I won't be able to see you. Here we go. So as you know, we cannot read the news these days and not wonder, at least I can't, where God is in the midst of so much pain in our world. It could all be a little bit overwhelming and distressing. It could threaten our mental health and our relationship with God and with each other. Last week, when the latest school shooting occurred in Texas, I was gutted. As a mother, I could not imagine the grief these families were experiencing. And my mind recalled another tragedy that occurred several years ago in Nickel Mines, Pennsylvania, where a gunman entered a one-room schoolhouse of an Amish community and killed several young girls. The shooter said that he was angry at God for taking the life of his own daughter. He was bitter, and he took that resentment out on innocent children before taking his own life. But what happened next shocked the world. The Amish community's immediate response was to extend forgiveness. In fact, they showed up on the doorstep of the gunman's widow, not with anger, but with expressions of love and compassion. The community said that they could respond with forgiveness because they reminded themselves of it each day through the daily practice of reading the Lord's Prayer. Daily reminders to forgive gave them the courage to offer grace rather than revenge. That doesn't mean that they did not mourn, that they did not lament, that they did not grieve, and that they still don't. But rather than holding on to anger, they chose to extend grace. There's a fascinating book written by a Mennonite scholar called Amish Grace that tells more of this story that I encourage you to read if you haven't already. All of us experience disappointments in life. The death of a loved one, a divorce, financial troubles, loss of home, a medical diagnosis. But how we respond to these losses defines us and our relationship with God. The shooter in Nickel Mines allowed his bitterness to consume him, and it destroyed a community. The Amish people offered grace and trusted God in their healing. In the remainder of the sermon, I'd like to turn our attention to the Book of Ruth and a widow named Naomi and her response to loss. But before we proceed, I'd like us to pray the Lord's Prayer together. You're welcome to unmute yourself if you want, or to listen as I read. as I pray, I mean. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we have also forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Amen. In the book of Ruth, two women are introduced, an older woman, Naomi, and her younger daughter-in-law, Ruth. These two women are the main characters and provide a beautiful example of passing of faith from one generation to the next. The book of Ruth is told from Naomi's perspective and provides a woman's lens in which to understand God. Naomi is an older woman, experienced many disappointments in her life. The loss of her home and culture, the death of her husband, and the deaths of her sons. And all of these experiences caused her to become bitter by her own admission. But in her bitterness, she remained faithful to God. In Ruth 1, we read, call me Mara, because the Almighty has made my life very bitter. I went away full, but the Lord has brought me back empty. Why call me Naomi, which means pleasant? The Lord has afflicted me. The Almighty has brought misfortune upon me. Commentator Marianne Taylor compares Naomi to a female Job, who acknowledges that God's hand is heavy upon her and gives us permission to voice our own laments. Naomi gives us hope in the darkness as we witness her journey from emptiness to fullness and from death to life. Carolyn Custis James, in her fascinating book called A Gospel of Ruth, understands and grieves with Naomi in her losses and disappointment with God. She says the real power of the story is that this is a woman's story of her struggle with God. She goes on to say that the reader must acknowledge Naomi's pain and pay attention to her sufferings, her doubts, and her victory in this story. She says we owe it to Naomi and ourselves to stop and contemplate the collapsing towers in Naomi's life and to sit with her for a while at ground zero. She says, for without a better grasp of her sufferings, we miss the impact of her doubts about God and the power of the Gospel of Ruth. The book of Ruth has much to teach the reader and asks about a woman's relationship with God through her life experience and her faithfulness in seeking God. But first, one must be willing to enter into her life of pain and spend some time there. Naomi's suffering is great. Once a respected woman in Bethlehem with a husband and two sons, she began to experience many challenges. Starting with a famine that drove her family from their home, Naomi experienced a long series of disappointments. Her home and perhaps her financial stability were her first significant challenges. Their loss led her family to the land of Moab, where she was a foreigner. With this move, she experienced loss of language, friends, culture, and then death took her husband and later her two sons. And it's no wonder that Naomi was bitter. Life had been hard on her. But she trusted in God, and when she heard that there was food back in Bethlehem, she started to return to her homeland. As Naomi started her trek back to Judah, as we read earlier, her two Moabite daughter-in-laws began to journey with her. Naomi stopped them and admonished her two daughter-in-laws to go back to their families and to remarry. Naomi knew that Judah was not a place for her daughter-in-laws to find husbands. She encouraged the two women to return home. She could no longer provide what they needed, so she encouraged the women to go back to a world where they could remarry. While the one daughter-in-law returns, the other, Ruth, begs to stay, telling Naomi, "Don't urge me to leave you or turn back from you. Where you go, I will go, and where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people, and your God, my God." So Naomi agrees to let Ruth accompany her back to Judah. Naomi has neither a home nor wealth which to provide for Ruth. only her faith in God and her life experience to share. Ruth, a young Moabite widow, chose to embrace Naomi, an older widow with no security and no home. So Ruth must have witnessed something in Naomi and her faith in God, in spite of the bitterness that Naomi identifies herself with, that caused Ruth to cling to Naomi rather than to the security that remarriage might have brought her. Ruth and Naomi share many similarities. Both women were widows who were thrust into perhaps a world of poverty. Both were childless, Naomi by the death of her sons and Ruth by barrenness. Both experienced the status of being a foreigner, Naomi in Moab and Ruth in Judah. However, both desired to know God. These similarities perhaps is what caused Ruth to choose Naomi as a mentor, with her impassioned vow of loyalty to both Naomi and to her God. Despite the many difficulties her circumstances might bring to her, Ruth accompanies Naomi back to Bethlehem in Judah. And once in Bethlehem, she listens to Naomi's wise counsel and begins to forage a living for them in the fields. She attracts the attention of the landowner Boaz, and he grants her favor for the devotion he hears that she has shown Naomi. When Naomi hears that Ruth has found favor with the landowner Boaz, she immediately gets excited. Boaz is a distant relative of Naomi and has the authority to redeem Naomi's family through an Israelite custom called a kinsman redeemer. And Naomi's hope is stirred, and she devises a plan for Ruth to go to Boaz and ask him to redeem Naomi's family through marriage to Ruth. Ruth listens to all that Naomi suggests and follows her directions. And while we have already established that Ruth chose Naomi, knowing that she was putting her trust in an old woman without position or power, rather than returning to remarry in her own country, Ruth continues to put her trust in Naomi and follows her advice for marriage. Naomi, like the biblical character Job, experiences this testing of faith through the challenge of losing everything. In the book of Job, the character Job is allowed by God to be tested by Satan. You can read that in Job chapter 1. Satan tests Job's faith in God by systematically taking away all that Job holds dear: his children, his servants, his livestock, and his wealth. Job, however, did not curse God and die, like his friends suggested. Instead, he began to lament. In Job chapter 1, we read, "At this, Job got up, tore his robe, shaved his head, and then he fell to the ground in worship and said, 'Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I will depart. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised.'" I've always been amazed at Job's response to his devastation. His response was to worship. While God had allowed Satan to take away all that Job loved, he still had faith. And God does not leave Job in distress forever. Eventually, the test is complete, and God restores Job back to his former wealth. In the book of Ruth, we see a similar story. Naomi has lost everything. She was bitter and disappointed, but her trust remains. And God honors that faithfulness in Naomi. And at the end of the book of Ruth, we witness the restoration of Naomi through the marriage of Ruth and Boaz and the birth of their child. Their baby is the hope of the future as it carries on the family name. Naomi is now restored to her former place in society. She once again has a family, has a home, and a future. Ruth's obedience and trust in Naomi led her to be included in Jesus's lineage. In Matthew chapter 1, we see that Ruth is one of the women mentioned in Jesus' lineage. Her obedience led to our redemption, as implied through the lineage that traces Jesus back to Ruth and her son Obed. Naomi, as an older woman of faith, teaches Ruth the ways of God and helps Ruth discover her future and this eventual role in the genealogy of Jesus. Through Naomi, Ruth learns about God and faith. And in spite of Naomi's many losses, her grief and her bitterness, she trusts in God through the dark times. Clinging to her faith, she models this faithfulness to her daughter-in-law. Naomi's response to life's disappointments was to acknowledge her grief, confess to her bitterness, and trust in God for his faithfulness. And her responses impacted generations to come. As I conclude today, I want to encourage you each to hold steadfast to your faith through the painful parts of life, through heartbreaking news stories, through your grief, through your own losses and sorrows. We have choices in how we process life difficulties. We can allow bitterness and anger to have power over us, or we could take daily steps of faithful obedience. Practicing daily prayer and Bible reading, receiving wise counsel, learning to be patient, expressing our laments, gathering together for worship. I encourage you to remind yourself of God's faithfulness in your life by keeping a journal, by sharing his faithfulness with others, and helping each other to carry the burdens of life. Like our Amish friends and Naomi, their choice to trust, I encourage you to choose to work through your own doubts, your disappointments, to ask forgiveness and to forgive, to confess your bitterness, and to allow God to transform you in his time. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the many lessons that you are teaching us through the things that we may be called upon to suffer in this life. Help us to learn all the lessons you desire to teach us, knowing that your mercies are new every morning and that your love and faithfulness never fails. I pray that we may trust you in all of the difficult circumstances of life that we may be called upon to face, and help us to wait patiently for your sure deliverance. To you be all the praise and glory. Amen.